By a margin of just two votes, the House of Representatives has approved a Republican economic stimulus bill. Yesterday's 216-214 vote followed rancorous debate, with Republicans defending a $100 billion program made up largely of tax cuts for business. Democrats argued the legislation would do little to help the economy. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The bill that barely cleared the House yesterday did have some provisions that Democrats wanted, such as a $300 tax rebate for workers who did not qualify for the income tax refunds that were recently mailed out. There's also some assistance for workers who lost their jobs after the September 11th attacks. But the bill is mostly an array of tax cuts benefiting businesses and those with higher incomes. House Majority Leader Dick Armey said it's an economic stimulus package that's meant to make the economy grow.
And yes, it is tilted somewhat on behalf of those Americans that would, if left with a larger share of their money, invest that money in new plant and equipment, increase productivity, greater opportunities to do something we Americans do well, provide jobs for one another.
But the top Democrat on the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee, New York's Charles Rangel, called the bill drawn up by his Republican colleagues shameful.
There's nothing more disgraceful than during a time at war that people would take advantage of it and pull out old Republican tax cuts that are totally unrelated to the stimulus that the president asked for and that our leadership asked for.
Rangel said House Republicans were bent on giving the business sector the tax cuts it did not get in the president's big 10-year tax cut passed earlier this year. Arizona Republican J.D. Hayworth replied this was not a time to question lawmakers' patriotism.
Rather than an inherent distrust or an effort to engage in class warfare, it seems to me that as our nation is at war, we could do without a conflict on the home front.
But that did not stop such Democrats as Pete Stark of California from questioning why the bill not only repeals a corporate minimum tax, but also refunds to corporations some $25 billion for payments of that tax as far back as 15 years ago.
There are 7.8 million unemployed people, and this bill will give them less than $6 billion, while it gives $25 billion to the largest corporations in this country. Ford and General Motors alone will get more money than all the money spent on health care to those 7.8 million people.
Democrats said such corporate refunds would come from payroll taxes paid into the Social Security Trust Fund. But Florida Republican Clay Shaw defended the measure.
We hear about the amounts that's going to these big corporations. Well, let's look at the layoffs. IBM has had 1,500. Ford's had 4,500. General Electric has laid off 80,000 people. I'm just talking about the last couple of months.
Still, Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio said there's nothing in the bill that compels those corporations to spend tax refunds on helping laid-off workers.
The bill also has $20 billion of tax incentives for corporations to make investments overseas. I guess the Republican majority is concerned about burgeoning unemployment in the third world or in Europe or Japan or elsewhere, but not here in the United States of America.
As the House moved to vote on the measure, Majority Leader Armey commented on how heated the rhetoric in the chamber had become.
Mr. Speaker, this has been a partisan debate. We're back to usual.
The democratically controlled Senate is also crafting its own economic stimulus package, one that's smaller, shorter term, and that emphasizes spending over tax cuts. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.